Too much for the center fielder in Ingles to chase it down in right center. Here goes the 3-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. Zenko just watched it go right on by. One out.
First baseman, Rounds.
Knights have got to win this game with hope to get sole possession of first place in the WIC when it's all said and done, as Edgewood already has one loss. 2-1 lead for Edgewood. Here comes Seth Rounds. Same pitch that Zenko just watched. It'll be a strike on the outside corner. Now Rounds is ready to go, down 0-1. Coach Trout pacing around the third base coaching box. Breaking ball that bounces right towards us behind the backstop. 1-1 the count. Rounds awaits the 1-1 from Thummel. It's a ball low and outside, 2-1 ahead in the count. Big thanks to Morris Manufacturing. You could join their team today by applying at morrismfg.com. Here's the 2-1. Seth Rounds drills one, and coming in sliding on his backside is Ingles, but it falls out of his glove. I'm going to give that a base hit for Seth Rounds due to the extra effort needed by Ingles. He probably didn't need to slide for that one, but Rounds this time hit it just softly enough to where it fell in front of the center fielder, and he'll get things started here for the Knights in the top of the fourth inning. Now Peyton Lear had a double and is only at bat against Sullivan last night. Could use a big hit from the freshman here. He'll swing one, and he'll get it past the first baseman. Rounds will be held up at second as it's hit shallow to good in right field. He'll come up with it quickly. And just like that, back-to-back hits for the Knights for the first time this game, putting runners at first and second. And here comes the designated hitter in Risler. Good piece of hitting by Lear. Just put it in the exact spot. The first and second baseman wasn't for Edgewood. Tying run standing at second. The go-ahead standing at first. Top of the fourth inning. Be an outside ball. 1-0 the count to begin things to Risler. Big opportunity for the Knights bottom of the order to step up here. They're going to need it. Thummel from the stretch will deal. Swung on. Risler drives one. In the air to right. Came up with it by Good and on the run towards the line. So a line out by Risler. Just got a little too much of it, and that brings up Keegan Garrison with two outs and a runner on first and second. So Dylan Zenko led things off with a backwards K to begin the fourth, then Seth Rounds with a single, and then Peyton Lear with a single. And here comes Keegan Garrison. Tying run at second. He'll put it in play down the third baseline, and they're going to call that foul. Centimeters. Garrison put a hard hit on that one. I thought it skipped over the bag, but it must have went just left. Better angle than he has a better angle than I do, so that would have scored and tied the game there. Garrison was jumping on it. Let's see if that close of a big base hit can give him some confidence here to put the at bat a good swing on the next one he gets. That went just left of the third base bag. 0-1, two outs. Runner on second. Breaking ball outside. Garrison watches. 1-1. Garrison, his last time out, struck out swinging way out in front on a breaking ball. So here's the 1-1. Force out of any bag in the infield for Edgewood. Garrison chases at a breaking ball that falls ahead. And it's going to get past the catcher. That's how much it bounced. And that'll advance the runners to second and third. So the positive in that is the force out is not available now, except if you're at first base defensively. Garrison can give the Knights a lead if he gets a base hit here of Peyton Lear at second And Seth Rounds at third. Two outs, the 1-2. He'll deal. Breaking ball. Garrison hits a weakly. He'll have to hustle down the line. Hayden beats him by a step. So the Knights leave two runners in scoring position. They don't get any runs scored. They got two hits, no errors, two left on base. Edgewood maintains a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth on WAMB.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
Great Dane has increased their starting wages and has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations. Become a Great Dane maker and earn $15 to $18 an hour for day shifts and $16.50 to $19.50 per hour for night shifts. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers.
Tree fell on her car.
Do we have coverage for that?
I don't know. I got that insurance in like 15 minutes or less.
What? You didn't read the policy?
Oh, tree hit the house too.
We covered for that?
Doubt it. I got that insurance in 7.5 minutes.
Why?
I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. I'll make sure that you have the right coverage so you and your family are taken care of. Stop knocking on wood and give me, Agent Chad Schottmeyer, a call at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School. Edgewood has a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Dylan Zenko retakes the mound here. Knights threaten that last half inning with runners on second and third and two outs, but a ground out eventually ended the inning. Quick defensive substitution for the Knights in left field. It'll be for defensive purposes. Jace Harper is out there in left now, replacing the freshman Peyton Lear, as Zenko will start off the inning to the four-hole and good with a strike swinging, 0-1 the count. Zenko again fouls it straight back. Made me flinch. If this net wasn't here, I probably would have been knocked out. Woo! Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Oh, no, he's going to say fouled it off. So we'll reset with an 0-2 count. Southpaw comes set. Deal the 0-2 to the cleanup hitter. Swing and a miss on an outside fastball. So back-to-back K's dating back to last inning for Zenko. It's his seventh strikeout of the night. So 7 of the 10 outs have come via the strikeout for Zenko. And this next pitch is a strike down the middle to Druckery, who made a nice defensive play that saved a run for them a couple innings ago. So Zenko will get called for a balk by the first base umpire for saying Zenko licked his hand and didn't wipe it off on his pants. Now smart aleck like, Zenko will do it very aggressively. So without actually physically throwing a ball, because there's no runner on it, goes towards the batter, the 1-1. Breaking ball, a half swing. Are they going to check? He did go, so the first base umpire will say he went. So a breaking ball in the dirt kind of made the plate umpire flinch. The 1-2 here. High and outside fastball that Aiden has to reach for. Count goes to 2-2 with one away. Zenko will step off a minute while he does that. Big thanks to Timberland Lumber Company. That's on Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. The 2-2 breaking ball just spits outside. Count is full at 3-2. Zenko has not walked a batter in this ball game. As the count goes to 3-2, he has a chance to lose one here. Let's see what he does. Fastball swung on and fouled off. Count remains the same at 3-2. Big thanks to Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located in the Forest Park Plaza. They just moved into a bigger facility, same area, just next door. The 3-2. High fastball for his first walk of the game as Drucker will reach first base. And Coach Craig Trout will call time. He tells Ayton to stay where he is as Coach Trout just wants to talk to Zenko by himself. As I'm afraid he's frustrated about. So the coach, Trout, and Zenko are both talking to the field umpire who called him for a balk, or that gave him at least one extra ball in the at-bat to Druckery. Coach Trout talking things over. Why does that? How about a big shout-out to one of our sponsors, Midwest Satellite. If you're tired of paying for those high cable rates, go ahead and give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. They reach, yes, Brazil, Wabash Valley area, 812-847-8848. That's 812-847-8848. If you call Mike, he'll treat you right. So Coach Trout will walk away from his one-on-one meeting with Zenko. With a runner on first base, one out. And here comes Thummel, who broke up Zenko's short-lived no-hitter. His last time up. Brings the count to 1-1, or 1-0 for a ball. Drucker gets a good size lead at first. Zenko will deal, swung on, hit high in the air. Garrison back at the track and catches it on the warning track. He'll fire it in, so good job by Garrison. Just a couple more feet, and that one could have been a big time hit for Thummel. We call that WTP, warning track power. He'll fly out to 9. In right field. Two away, runner on first, and here comes the starting catcher in Doring. He grounded out weakly to Zenko his last time up. He's the one who attempted a bunt on Zenko. Two outs, Zenko deals. Swung on, hit hard, but foul down the first baseline. This game is brought to you in part by Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet. No balls, one strike, two away here at Edgewood High School. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, where Edgewood has a 2-1 lead, all in part of a Coleman Sater home run the last inning. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball that comes back down as Ayton corrals it in the middle of the zone for strike two. Here's the 0-2. Near called strike three. Coy Edwards, Landon Carr, and everybody took a step towards the dugout. As the home plate umpire said it was a ball, so it brings the count to 1-2. Zenko with a runner on first will deal. This time, hard ground ball to Gavin. He'll eat it up. He'll fire to Seth at first. That's a 4-3 put out, and the Knights, they got some work to do, down one, but they have a good spot to do it with. Two leadoff hitters coming up, starting off with a 9-hole. Jackson Abbott will lead things off, and then back to the top. Coy Edwards, Landon Carr, Gavin Morris, Dylan Zenko, hoping to all hit. Next half inning, top of five, here we come. Knights trail Edgewood 2-1 on WAMB.
This is Josh Keating. The wait is finally over. The all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil is now open and ready to meet your service needs. Give us a call at 812-442-9090 for your next oil change or service need. Daryl Moss, Shelby York, James Hendrickson, and the team are ready to take care of you. That's 812-442-9090 or set your appointment online at yorkcdjrbrazil.com. Come see our new facility and see why no one beats a York deal.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We go to the fifth inning, the top side of things at Edgewood High School, where Northview has a deficit of 2-1 to the Mustangs, but a chance for a big inning here. Let's see if they can do it with the leadoff hitter being Jackson Abbott, the nine hole, starting us off. Then back to the top of the order, where Coy Edwards is 2-for-2 on the night, sitting in the on-deck circle. First pitch will be fouled off. Thummel still out there for Edgewood. Here's the 0-1. High fastball. Abbott reaches, but hits it high in the air, but it's an infield fly. Pop up. Hayden will call everybody off and catch it just behind the bag at second. One away here in the top of the fifth. Northview has four hits in this one, but two of them coming from Coy Edwards. The other two from Seth Rounds and Peyton Lear. As Coy will walk him up, and they can use a big hit here and get his speed on the bases. First pitch is a breaking ball. Coy spits it to right field. He's 3-for-3 on the day. How about Coy Edwards? Having a good day at the plate tonight. And with one out, a base runner, and the tying run is at first base. And Landon Carr could sure use one of his big hits here. He's 0-for-2 on the night with a fielder's choice and a strikeout. Landon, one of the best batting average hitters on this team, sitting in the two-hole. One away. Thummel will spike one. It'll be ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Runner at first base in Coy Edwards. Thummel. Come set. Here's the 1-0 to Carr. Swung on. Carr hits a hard line drive down the left field line. It'll get out there in the corner. Coy will be held up at second as Decker got there in a hurry and fired it in. Good job by him. But Carr keeps the bases moving. Runners at first and second. And a big spot here for Gavin Morris. So back-to-back singles for the Knights. They had this opportunity last time where they had runners at first and second and eventually second and third. But they had first and second with one out before Rissler flew out to right and Garrison grounded out to second. Now Gavin Morris up to the plate with Dylan Zinko on deck. Edgewood will call time and an entire infield meeting will be had. We have the starting pitcher and Thummel, the catcher, and the entire four infielders out there while the outfielders just kind of kick grass and wait. You notice they never call an outfield meeting. They're never important enough. While we wait for this, let's thank HMSB Insurance. The spider is on my paper. HMSB Insurance, now in Brazil, also in Rockville, Montezuma, and Greencastle. Here comes a big at bat as Gavin Morris, the righty in the three-hole spot, comes up into the right-handed batter's box. Landon Carr with a base hit, moving the runners. Coy Edwards, the leadoff hitter on second. Carr at first, one away, top of the fifth. Edgewood has a lead of 2-1 over your Knights. Thummel will step off. While Doring will give him a new sign. And Gavin steps in there. He's 0-2 on the night. Coy gets a lead at second. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball that falls in there. Good pitch from Thummel to lead things off. 0-1 the count. Chance to tie the game here with a base hit. Coy gets a good lead at second. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in line but foul down the first base line. Now Gavin down 0-2 with Zenko sitting on deck. Gavin so far tonight flew out to center field his first time up and then a fielder's choice, which he had that hard hit ball that Druckery kind of slid towards the line to come up with and get Coy Edwards out in a pickle around the same situation as last time up. Here's the 0-2. Coy takes off. It's a low pitch. Here comes the throw. Coy is in there. Despite the intentional pitch out from Thummel and Doering, Coy got just a good enough jump. He was able to beat the tag. So that advances Coy to third. Landon Carter second, and Coy kind of seems like he banged up his right knee area on the slide into the bag. They're going to call time and allow him to walk it off, but let's set the stage for you. We're on the top of the fifth inning. Edgewood has a 2-1 lead as Gavin Morris is down in the count 1-2, but with runners on second and third and one out now, a base hit could give the Knights a lead as Landon Carr on second is the go-ahead run. Coy Edwards at third is a tying run. And a ball put in play by Gavin, a hard ground ball somewhere, or even a pop fly for a sack fly, could tie the game. Edgewood has corners in, middle infield back. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, Gavin swings and misses. Strike three. So now here comes Dylan Zenko, who reached on an E6. His first time up and struck out looking to lead the inning off last half inning. Still same scenario, but this time you have to get a base hit or at least force an error. Runners on second and third. Down one, top of five. Best opportunity of the game here as Zenko takes the ball outside. Zenko waits. He's down 1-0 in the count with Seth Rounds in the on-deck circle. The 1-0 breaking ball. Zenko swings over the top of it. It was an outside breaking ball that he spit on his last about three times in a row. See, he sees it this time, and now he knows what it looks like. Down in the count, 1-1. Carr gets a big lead at second. Nobody holding him on. He should score the ease of a base hit. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside. The ball sits right in front of the catcher. No, he thought he lost it. Looked around and it was in his glove the whole time. Count now 2-1. With Seth Round standing in the on-deck circle, Seth had a base hit his last time up. Nearly had a base hit his first time up also, but a good jump by Ingles in center field for Edgewood robbed him of that one. Tying run at second, at third, go ahead at second, two outs. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball outside, 3-1. If I had to put my bottom dollar on it, they're going to throw that same exact pitch, and they're going to live with a walk here to Dylan Zenko because that brings the force out anywhere in the infield, two outs, and you don't want to pitch to Dylan Zenko on a 3-1 count. That's just my coaching idea, but we'll see. Thummel comes set on the 3-1. He'll deal. Breaking ball that Zenko will swing at, but it's a breaking ball that ends up falling. Would have fell in the middle of the plate, so they didn't go away from him there. And now that brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on second and third. Base hit gives the Knights the lead. Zenko with a chance to help himself. Here's a 3-2. Breaking ball. Zenko lines it to center field. 1-1 will score. Carr around third. The ball gets away from Ingles in center, and Zenko will spit on a 3-2 breaking ball and drive it to center field. Knights on top on the Great Dane scoreboard, 3-2. Why would you pitch to him in that situation? I mean, I'm glad they did, but wow. What a job by Zenko. Two RBI right there. And a single will bring Coy Edwards home and Landon Carr to give the Knights a 3-2 lead in the top of the fifth inning. Johnson will come on the courtesy run as Seth Rounds is up. It'll be a ball in the outside corner. Knights on top, 3-2. Johnson gets a big lead at first, two away. Thummel deals the 1-0. He'll line it up the middle, and he'll keep this inning going. Seth Rounds is on fire this game, too. He's 2-for-3. And now here comes Jace Harper as Peyton Lear was taken out for defensive purposes after his last at-bat. Peyton had a base hit his last time up. This is Jace Harper, his first at-bat of the ball game. The senior steps into the box. Runners on first and second. High fastball brings the count to 1-0. I don't know where Edgewood's bullpen is, but if it's in the playing field, they have nobody up and getting loose. It's where? Oh, so someone's warming up in left field. Here's the 1-0. Harper will foul it straight back. Why is there an opening in the net right there? That'll bring the count to 1-1. Johnson gets the lead at second, two away. Runner at first also. Harper takes a strike on the outside corner, brings the count to 1-2. Top of the fifth inning, Knights put two more on the board. Their first run scored since the first inning. Zenko had a hand in it again. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, as Jace Harper in his first at-bat will strike out swinging. But regardless, a big inning for the Northview Knights as Dylan Zenko gets a big two RBI single with two outs to give the Knights a 3-2 lead. And Zenko's going to come back out and pitch the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll be right back. Edgewood coming to the plate on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
The voice of the North unites. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Big top of the fifth inning where the Knights take a 3-2 lead thanks to a two-out, two RBI single by Zenko. He's ahead in the count here, 1-2, forcing Decker to foul it off. Due up here in this inning for the Mustangs. The 8-hole, the 9-hole, then back to the top of the order. One ball, two strikes for Zenko. He'll deal. Fastball inside, struck him out swinging. Here comes the 9-hole now. It's the 8th strikeout of the night for Dylan Zenko. The 3-2. Strike on the inside corner as Ingles steps up to the plate.
Center fielder Ingles.
We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here where the Knights hold a 3-2 lead in a big WIC game against Edgewood. Seth Rounds will scoot in and play on the grass, as will Edwards at third. Breaking ball, hit past Edwards, coming to get his car on the run. Can't get it there in time. Made a good enough throw, but the speed of Ingles, as he just hit it in a spot where it's going to be tough for anybody to make a play, even Derek Jeter. So Ingles with an infield single. The tying run at first, and here comes Yorgis, who had a double his last time up to the plate. And standing in the on-deck circle, the guy that gave the Knights, or the Edgewood Mustangs, the lead 2-1 earlier in the ballgame. Back in the bottom of the fourth, or bottom of the third, is Coleman Sater. Here goes the runner. Ingles quick, 8 throws. Not in time. His car had a snap tag there. Ingles got a good jump, so now a base hit will tie the game with a speedy 9-hole sitting on second base with one out. Nobody really holding Ingles on at second. Now they will, and Yorgis will call time from the batter's box. He'll step out. And he'll go back in to take on Dylan Zenko. He's ahead in the count 1-0. One out, runner on second. 3-2 lead for the Knights, bottom five. Southpaw will deal. And it's a fastball low and inside, 2-0 the count. I wonder if they get to the part, if Zenko can get out of this unscathed, if they would think about going to Gavin for the final two innings. Here's the lefty on the 2-0. This time low and inside again. 3-0 the count. Zenko's got to fight back here. First base is open with one out. But it's not like you're getting anybody any easier. It's Coleman Sater had a two-run home run his last time up, and he's standing in the on-deck circle. Here's the 3-0. Fastball called strike. Took as Yorgis will take it looking as the leadoff hitter. 3-1 the count now. Still got to go to him. 3-1. Zenko will deal. Fastball in the inside corner. Strike two as Yorgis decided to take off for first, thinking he walked on ball four, but he won't. So Zenko battles back. 3-2. Yorgis has grounded out to second. Also has a double in this ball game. Tying run at second base was one away. Be huge to get the second out here before Coleman Sater comes to the plate. Count is full. Here's the payoff. Swung and fouled straight back. Good pitch location just at the letters there by Zenko, but Yorgis was able to foul it straight back. And that resets the count at 3-2. As Zenko's back on the mound. Big pitch here for Dylan. Aiton set, the catcher ready to go. Here's the 3-2. Fastball caught him looking. Looking to walk instead of take a hit. Ninth strikeout of the night for Zenko. Two outs in the inning, more importantly. And that brings up Coleman Sader. Coleman Sader is the go-ahead run here again. Tying run on second. Standing in the on-deck circle is very strong, very good player. And the IU commit, Luke Hayden, but he's 0 for 2 tonight with two Ks. See if Zenko attacks Sader. He will. Inside fastball that he lines foul out of play down the first baseline. So Zenko ahead in the count, 0-1. Ingles on second. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. Knights lead 3-2. Zenko will deal. Way inside, nearly hit Sader. As Zenko was, Aiden was set up outside, so he missed his spot. And Zenko had his eyes on the runner the entirety of his leg kick until the last possible second. So 1-1 now, two outs. Zenko will deal. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. Big thanks to Reliable Garage Doors, your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience. Two balls, one strike, two away. Tying run at second for Edgewood, bottom five. And here's the pitch by Zenko. Called ball, low and inside, 3-1. So Zenko forced to fight back again. If I had to guess, this might be, if Zenko can get out of this inning, at this batter here, it'd be his last batter faced. And then you could bring in Gavin for the final two innings. Three balls, one strike. Zenko deals, swung on and lined up the middle. Abbott comes up with it. Not going to have a throw. He's bobbling it. Tie ball game as Sader comes up again. He has all three of Edgewood's RBIs. Dag nummit. So Ingles will come around and score. Tied up at three apiece here.
Second baseman.
So Edgewood answers what Northview did in the top of the fifth. With a one run here, two outs, and here comes Luke Hayden. It's Coleman Sader, man. We know he's good at basketball, but stepped up here. Despite starting the day with a strikeout, he's caught up with a home run and an RBI single. Zenko deals to Hayden. Hard line drive to right for Garrison. He'll come up and get it on the line. So we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. It's a tight one here. Tied at three apiece in this WIC matchup. Coming to the plate to lead things off, it'll be the 7-8-9 hole for the Knights and Rissler, Garrison, and Abbott on WAMB.
Doug Nevins and the entire team at Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning are proud supporters of local high school athletics. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. For more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Their reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made them a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Make sure to visit HMSB Insurance in Brazil, Montezuma, Rockville, or Greencastle, or visit HMSBINS.com.
Springtime may mean the weather is warming up, but the real estate market is still hot.
I mean just hot, 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 hot.
Allow Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zenko to walk you through it all. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current one, Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zenko are here to help. Selling homes in Clay County, Putnam County, and all surrounding areas. For more information, visit their website today, neighborleadrealestate.com. Neighbor Lead Real Estate and Cassie Zenko are proud supporters of Northview Knights Athletics.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here on WAMB. So a quick change for Edgewood, as it looks like staying at the designated hitter role will be Thummel, despite coming out as the pitcher. He came in the lineup as a starting pitcher and DH is what it was listed as. Not going to lie, didn't know you could do that. So basically he was hitting for himself. That way he could stay in the game as the DH. And that'll bring up Coleman Sater, who was at first, and he'll move over to the starting. He'll be the pitcher in relief here as we enter the sixth inning. And the new first baseman, we'll find out here in a second. New first baseman is Gabe Hetty. So Gabe Hetty goes to first. He'll enter the ball game. And they're going to have Thummel hitting for Hetty. So here we go. Tied ball game at six as Coleman Sater has all three of Edgewood's RBI tied up at three apiece. Zenko has relatively all three RBI for Northview. I know it's not technically an RBI back in the first inning on the E6, but he's basically in charge of all the runs scored when it comes to his at-bats. 7-8-9 hole for the Knights as Ristler steps into the plate. He nearly got to hit his last time up. He's down. Up, and this time he does. A hard line drive up the middle for the DH. And they're going to get someone to run for him as Coach Trout automatically signals. And that's a big run and a big hit for the DH, Ristler, doing his job there. They're going to bring in, it won't be a courtesy runner, it'll be a pinch runner. And they can re-enter the DH, which I assume they will if it comes back up to him in this ball game, as Hunter Johnson will now be the pinch runner. So his night is done. Once he's up, done with this running cycle, he won't be able to be the courtesy runner for Zenko anymore or whoever the pitcher is. As I mentioned, getting loose in the bullpen down the right field line for the Knights is Gavin Morris. Yep, so there you go. So Hunter Johnson's going to pinch run. The DH and Ristler will re-enter the ball game. So a big, great job by Ristler. He gets ahead and he gets to go sit back down. The DH job is great. So Hunter Johnson will come on to run. He's the go-ahead run on first. Top of six, tied game. Garrison shows bunt, gets it down on the first baseline. Johnson advances to second. Coming to throw him out will be Sater. It'll be a 1-3 put out, one away, tying run at second base as Garrison does his job there. And as I said, getting loose down in the bullpen for the Knights is Gavin Morris down the right field line. And here comes the nine hole, and Jackson Abbott flew out to center field his last time up. See if Hunter Johnson can get to third on a pass ball. That way contact will just score the run. Pitch, Abbott, weak ground ball to short, and it's going to get botched by the shortstop. This field, I tell you what, it is the bumpiest hilly field you'll find in the area. So an E6 again by the shortstop, and Abbott does his job. But Hunter Johnson doesn't advance to third because he had to hold up due to the ground ball. And that'll bring up Coy Edwards to the plate. Coy Edwards is 3-for-3 on the night. It would be a perfect calling if Coy can go ahead and hit the go-ahead RBI single here. So one out, runners on first and second. Top of the order for the Knights, tied at 3, top of 6 here. First pitch by Sater's, a breaking ball outside. It'll be ball one. Coy has 3 singles in this game. He scored the tying run his last time up. The 1-0 from Sater. Spikes it in the dirt, but a good block by Doering there. We'll keep the count at 2-0. Standing in the on-deck circle, one of the Knights' better hitters, Landon Carr. After him in the hole, Gavin Morris, Dylan Zenko. This is the Knights' big chance in the top of the six. May not see this top half of the order in the seventh inning, so the Knights got to capitalize here. The 2-0 swung on by Coy, and he'll foul it off straight back. Count now 2-1 for Coy Edwards. One away. That one out was a sack bunt by Keegan Garrison, who just got it down perfectly right there in front of The home plate dirt down the first baseline, advancing Johnson to second. Sater with a 2-1. Coy swings and misses on an out inside fastball. Coy 3-for-3 today, but no at-bat bigger than this one now. And it seems like every at-bat's a big one when the game's tied 3-3 in the final couple innings. One away, runners on first and second. The 2-2 swung on, fouled off towards the Knights dugout just above Carr's head in the on-deck circle. And he'll remain fighting with a count 2-2. Coy back in the box. Count remains 2-2. And Sater steps off. Looks towards his dugout and just takes a second. As Doring is going to look back at his signs and give Sater a new sign set here. Leadoff hitter Coy back in the box. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and just weakly fouled. Right back behind. Good job by Coy Edwards to battle in there, as that was an inside fastball that he had to bring his hands towards his body just to foul off the handle there. So Edgewood continuing the battle. Northview continuing the battle. Big WIC matchup here. Edgewood with one loss already in the WIC conference. The way West Vigo's been playing, this would eliminate Edgewood from any contention of being first in the WIC with a loss. If they win, still a chance to tie for first. Northview, they want to have sole place at first and set up an undefeated conference with two teams in West Vigo. They have to win this one. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and hit down the right side to Hayden. He'll bobble it. Safe at second, safe at first. So back-to-back errors by Edgewood's defense, and this one came from Luke Harden. The IU committed second. This dirt is hard to field on. I've been telling you. I mean, we were having a conversation with Edgewood coach earlier, and it's just uneven everywhere. So Coy reaches base for a fourth time, this time on an E4. You have Hunter Johnson at third. You have Jackson Abbott at second. Coy at first. Base is loaded, one out, top of the six. Here's Carr. Swung on first pitch and fouled hard, but foul just outside of Trout in the third base coach's box. Gavin Morris on deck. Dylan Zinko in the hole. How about a bases clearing double? That'd be nice. No balls, one strike. Sater goes from the windup. Way outside, breaking ball, gets the dirt, and Hunter Johnson isn't going to go. Coach Trout told him not to go. He said it's his fault. Hunter Johnson probably would have been there. But if you want to leave it up to chance, I'd leave it up to one of your better hitters in Landon Carr with one out and bases loaded. So it's not the end of the world. Pinch runner Johnson at third gets the lead. Here's the 1-1 to Carr. High fastball and tight towards the head. He ducks out of the way. Two balls, one strike. Sater from the windup. Base is loaded. One out. The 2-1. Carr swings and misses at a fastball in the inside corner. Brings the count to 2-2. Landon Carr's got to calm down here and get a pitch to hit. He'll step back in. Two balls, two strikes. Sater swung on and hit. Shallow in the air to right field. They're going to tag up Johnson at the line. It's a shallow throw. He's not going to go. As it's probably a smart decision, as that was a shallow, shallow ball caught by Good, and he caught it going towards home plate. So that's going to be an F9. An opportunity loss there for the Knights. Just a line drive, a pop fly deeper, a ground ball. That doesn't result in a double play. Scores a tying run. And I know we said it was no big deal with Carr, but now you have to think about it, that wild pitch that Hunter Johnson could have scored on. That brings up bases loaded and two away. And Gavin Morris, another chance. He had his opportunity last time up, struck out with runners in scoring position. Let's see if he can get some momentum here. Gavin Swings and misses on an inside fastball heater. 1-1 the count. Knights with bases, had bases loaded and one out. Now it's bases loaded, two outs. Gavin awaits the 1-1. Swings and fouls it straight back. Now he's down in the count, 1-2. Coleman Sater will call for a new baseball. He'll toss it in. Gives Gavin a chance to reset. Hunter Johnson on third. The go-ahead run. Extra insurance runs at second with Jackson Abbott. At first, Coy Edwards. Two errors in the half inning. The 1-2. Breaking ball, Gavin chases it. They're going to throw down the first, and that'll end the inning. The Knights had bases loaded, one out, and two were the better hitters for the Knights. Carr hits a shallow pop fly. Gavin strikes out swinging. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning, tied at three on WAMB.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. And now you can get your evening fix because Brazil Coffee Grounds is open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a full menu, visit their Facebook page. Oh, and we recommend grabbing a muffin with your drink.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
The voice of the Northview Knights, Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to the bottom of the sixth inning on WAMB. Northview had their chances in the top of the sixth when it was tied at three apiece. They had bases loaded with one out, and what happened was Landon Carr flew out to shallow right field. No run was able to come across. A wild pitch was thrown to bases loaded two, and no score run was scored there. And then with two outs and bases loaded, Gavin came up, struck out, chasing a breaking ball. So good job by Coleman Sater and Edgewood to get out of that. And the Knights will go to the bottom of the sixth inning with Gavin Morris coming out onto the mound to replace Dylan Zenko, who worked a good, complete ball game. And now Gavin's got some work to do. Northview does play Sullivan tomorrow, so they're going to have to figure something out. But this game's obviously the one in front of you is the most important. Can't save a pitcher because tomorrow might rain. Famous quote. So we're going to the bottom of the sixth, tied at three, due up.
Mustangs in the bottom of the sixth.
For Edgewood is the cleanup hitter and good. Five hole in Dunkery and then Thummel, the DH, who was the former starting pitcher for this game, in the hole. So Gavin coming on the pitch for the first time this game. Bottom of the sixth. Schrader comes in defensively to second. Seth Rounds comes out of the game, and Zenko goes to first. Inside fastball called strike. So hugging the plate there was good, and he acts like he had to get out of the way to get hit, but that's what happens when you hug the plate on an inside fastball. Here's Gavin. Next pitch, a ground ball to Coy. He'll get it. Fire across the diamond. Zenko has to go up and get it, and that's an E5 on Coy Edwards. And that's a big one. Now the go-ahead run is standing at first base. Got to make the plays defensively. Edgewood had two errors last half inning, nearly cost them, but was able to fight out of it. Let's see if Gavin and company can do that here. Nobody out, runner on first. Tied at three. Gavin starts things off with a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. As Druckery's up to the plate. The five hole is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk against Zinko. Zinko holds the runner at first. Here goes the runner. Deals 1-1. Schrader dives, knocks it down from his butt, fires the first. What a play by the freshman. No, the umpire's going to say Zinko bobbled it. That is awful. He didn't bobble it at all. And the field umpire's going to get an earful from Coach Trout. That was in his mitt. He's going to put a hand up and act like he's better than everybody. Sorry. Head umpire is going to talk to the field umpire. Man, that's awful. And the head umpire said he didn't see it, so they're going to give that an infield hit when Schrader made one heck of a play. Coach Trout is furious, and you can't make that kind of play in the bottom of the sixth inning, tied at three in a conference on the line game. Coach Trout still give him an earful. So now Knight's got to get out of this one. Runners on first and second, bottom of the sixth. Nobody out. Awful, awful, awful. Thumble's up to the plate. He has a single in this one. Go ahead, run at second. Gavin will deal. Fires one in there for strike one. So what happened was, it was a hard line drive. Schrader fell down. He was going to cover second, had to go back and get it. Falls to his behind, throws the freshman to first. Zinko corralled it, but they said he bobbled it. So it'll be runners on first and second, nobody out. Here's the 0-1 to Thummel. Breaking ball, hit high in the air to left. Chasing it down is Abbott in center. He'll make the play, fire in the car at short. F8 on the scorecard, and nobody will advance. Big thanks to Brazil Coffee Grounds. Kickstart your morning with your favorite drink. Now open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now up to the plate will be their starting catcher in Doring. He's 0-for-2 on the day. A ground out to the pitcher via the bunt and a ground ball to second his last time up. Double play ends the inning. Inside fastball. Carr gets it. 6-4. Schrader fires. Zinko scoops. Not in time. Zinko is, everybody's jumping up and down. They thought he got it. Coach Trout doesn't come out to argue, so that's the second out of the inning. They're going to say it's a 6-4 put out. Schrader bounced it in. Zinko had to scoop it. I didn't have an angle that was good enough to say if he got there in time, so I'm not going to argue that one. I mean, not arguing anyway. Coach Trout calls that a first and third play. So now Doring's at first. Good is at third. They're going to bring in a courtesy runner. Number 8 for Edgewood. So a chance to get out of this. Inning started off with an E5 and then a weird call at first. And then a pop fly to center. A 6-4 put out near double play. And here comes the 8-hole in Deckard. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Gavin will deal. Swung on and weakly grounded foul down the first baseline. Big at bat here. Go ahead, run is standing 90 feet away at third base. Bottom of the sixth inning, tied at three. Knights had a chance last half inning with bases loaded and one out. Couldn't get it done. See if Gavin Morris can get him out of this one. The 0-1. High fastball, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Gavin will deal. Breaking ball, swing and a miss over the top. 1-2, the count now. Big pitch here. Runners on the corners. Two outs. Tied game, bottom six. The 1-2. Swung on. Grounded to Schrader at second. He'll pick it up. Fire to first. Zenko gets it off the bag. Puts his foot down in time. And everybody can breathe now. We're out of the inning unscathed. We're going to the final inning. Tied at 3 apiece. Seventh inning coming up. Leading things off will be Dylan Zenko for the Knights on WAMB.
Great Dane has increased their starting wages and has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations. Become a Great Dane maker and earn $15 to $18 an hour for day shifts and $16.50 to $19.50 per hour for night shifts. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers.
Oh no! Tree fell on her car!
Do we have coverage for that?
I don't know! I got that insurance in like 15 minutes or less!
What? You didn't read the policy?
Oh, tree hit the house too!
We covered for that?
Doubt it! I got that insurance in 7.5 minutes!
Why?
I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. I'll make sure that you have the right coverage so you and your family are taken care of. Stop knocking on wood and give me, Agent Chad Schottmeyer, a call at 812-208-3244.
This is Josh Keaty, and the wait is finally over. The all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil is now open and ready to meet your service needs. Give us a call at 812-442-9090 for your next oil change or service need. Daryl Moss, Shelby York, James Hendrickson, and the team are ready to take care of you. That's 812-442-9090 or set your appointment online at yorkcdjrbrazil.com. Come see our new facility and see why no one beats a York deal.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're heading to the top of the seventh inning. We're tied at 3 apiece as the North Unites are coming to the plate. Leading things off will be Dylan Zenko. Man, what a last inning. Bases loaded, one out for the Knights in the top of the sixth. Couldn't get anything across the plate. Couple of questionable calls and then an error in the last half inning. Edgewood had runners on first and third. Couldn't get anything done either. So we're going to the seventh, tied in this WIC matchup. Coleman Sater back on the mound. First pitch, Zenko hits it high in the air, down and foul the first baseline. Diving in towards the bullpen is good, and he did not come up with it. Got to give credit A for effort there, but couldn't come down with it. So Zenko gets back in the box, down 0-1. Big thanks to NeighborLead Real Estate agent Cassie Zenko. Let Cassie help you find your next home. Visit NeighborLeadRealEstate.com. So Zenko down in the count, 0-1 is the batter. Top of the seventh to lead things off. Sater from the windup, the 0-1, swung on high and fouled straight back. Now down 0-2. I would assume if Zenko gets on, they could go for a pinch runner, or I think he can re-enter. I don't know that off the top of my head, so we'll have to see. But in order for that to happen, Zenko's got to get on first. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball way outside and bounces towards the brick pavement in the backstop. 1-2 the count. And Seth Rounds is going to re-enter for Schrader. So Schrader comes in for a half inning. He has two plays in his direction, or three actually, with a double play. Here's the 1-2. Inside, fouled off, and Zenko will fight it off, and he walks out of the box. He said, Knights dugout saying some things that are funny. On deck is going to be Seth Rounds re-entering, then Peyton Lear back in the hole. The freshman will re-enter. So, big opportunity here for the Knights. 1-2. Breaking ball. Zenko gets the top of it. Grounds over to Drucking, and he fires over to first in time. A 5-3 put out. So, Zenko can't reach to begin the game. Seventh inning, one away. Come on, And we know Gavin's pitching the rest of this game and wondering who's going to pitch tomorrow at against Sullivan in the conference game. Well, there's a 75% chance of thunderstorms all day, so. But you know it's Indiana. Who knows? Seth Rounds steps up, swings first pitch in the hole, deep shortstop. Rounds is going to run it out. He can't. A long throw by Yergi and a scoop by the first baseman over there for Edgewood. And Seth Rounds just couldn't get down the line in time. He put it in the right spot, just couldn't beat out the throw. So now two outs, and here comes the freshman. He came up in a big spot on Friday in the eighth inning against Mooresville. Tied game at three. Two outs. Weir swings first pitch and grounds it. Foul, overswings on the baseball. Bringing the count to 0-1. Weir steps back in the box. The freshman stares down the senior, Coleman Sater. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, and Weir is way out in front of that one. 0-2. Let's see if he adjusts here. I would assume another breaking ball off the plate. He just chased that one. Let's see what Sater does. The 0-2. Breaking ball off the plate. Swings at it. Ball rolls to the backstop. Lear's got to get there. Here comes the throw. Over the head of the first baseman, but Good is there to back him up. So Lear will reach via the drop third strike. He chased a breaking ball way out of the zone. And no way Doring was going to be able to come up with that. And that'll allow Lear to reach on the drop K. So the go-ahead run at first base. And here comes Rissor, who had a line drive base hit up the middle the last time up. Sater steps off. Doesn't throw over, but forces Lear to slide back. Head first. Keegan Garrison standing in the on-deck circle. The left-handed designated hitter awaits the first pitch with a tying run or the go-ahead run at first. He'll swing over a breaking ball, but Lear will take second. So now in scoring position is the go-ahead run here in the top of the seventh inning. If Rissler can just square one up, Lear may not have the most speed on the team, but a good enough hit could give the Knights the lead in this one. Bottom of the order, I'm sure Trout will be more than willing to take a chance. Here's the 0-1. Rissler way outside from Sater. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Go ahead, run at second. Rissler hits one high in the air and shallow and left. Decker doesn't have to move much. He's going to pop out to left field. Peyton Lear was going to score if it fell, but we'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Tied at three apiece. Now we're in the territory. If Edgewood scores a run here in any of their half innings with the game tied, they're going to win the ball game. So Northview, defensively and everything else, got to buckle down. As leading off for Edgewood in the next part of the inning is the nine hole in Ingles. Back to the top of the order on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. if you would like to join their team. You can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Your home for Northview Night Sports. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning in this WIC matchup between Northview and Edgewood. As Edgewood is the home team, so they're up to the plate. If they score, they win. And as we're tied at three apiece, Gavin Morris on the mound for the Knights. Taking on the nine hole, then back to the top for Edgewood. Morris starts off with a strike on the inside corner, a swing and a miss by Ingles. KM Eagles down 0-1 in the count. He got on base with a base hit the last time. Hard ground ball at the middle. Carr dives, comes up with it, fires, not in time. That is not so. Got ground ball up the middle too hard that Gavin couldn't get there. Landon was able to stop it, but couldn't get back on his feet to make a throw. So it'll be another single for Ingles, their nine hole. And he scored the tying run back in the bottom of the sixth inning, or fifth inning for Edgewood. And he's the winning run at first. He'll take off right away. Ayton will fire. Not in time. Wasn't even close, as Ingles got a heck of a jump and then not the strongest throw from Ayton. So now the winning run of nobody out is at second base in the top of the order, and Yorgis is up. So Gavin's got to get some good pitching here, and the Knights got to make some plays defensively. Back in the left field is Lear. At second is Rounds back in the game. Gavin, the 0-1, showing bunt. They'll get it down in front of the pitching mound. They'll fire over to Seth at first. And now with one out, the sack bunt's completed for Coleman Sater. Do you walk him? He scored all three of the RBIs for the Knights. Let's see if they decide to walk him and then load the bases. And they are going to walk him. He's at three RBIs this game. So Coleman Sater doesn't get a chance to be the hero here. The winning run for Edgewood is 90 feet away. They're going to walk the next two. Also Luke Hayden, which is a very, very good idea. Because those runners on second and third, they mean nothing. If anything, this gives you a force out. So when you fire home, Aiden just has to act as the first baseman. The last time the Knights were in this situation was at Terre Haute South, and a passed ball got through the legs. Let's see if things come up different. A double play ends the game, or moves the game to the eighth inning. A sack fly, a base hit, or a botched ground ball wins the game with probably the quickest runner on the Edgewood Mustangs roster at third base. So the cleanup hitter in Good, who's 0-for-3 on the night, comes to the plate. Infield all the way in. Gavin deals, hits it in the air to left field, over the head, caught by Lear. Did he leave too soon, though? He'll score. Ayton will check it. They're going to get on the mound, and they're going to step off. I think he left too soon at third. Did he leave? He is safe. Wow. So a deep drive by Good. First pitch to left field will give Edgewood the 4-3 win. I thought he left early. But Knights put themselves. They're going to lose a big conference game, and they're going to find a way to learn from this. We'll hear from Coach Stroud in the postgame show. Edgewood wins 4-3 via the walk-off in bottom of the seventh on WAMB.
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
Oh, no! Tree fell on her car!
Do we have coverage for that?
I don't know. I got that insurance in like 15 minutes or less.
What? You didn't read the policy?
Oh, tree hit the house, too.
We covered for that?
Doubt it. I got that insurance in 7.5 minutes.
Why?
I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. I'll make sure that you have the right covers so you and your family are taken care of. Stop knocking on wood and give me, Agent Chad Schottmeyer, a call at 812-208-3244.
Right before that, I mean, I thought that kid was going to get in there on the...
Welcome back on WAMB in the postgame show. Final score, bottom of 7, 4-3 Edgewood. And up gets the big win over the Knights. Coach Trout joins us postgame show. Coach, you can think about these things as Bob Jones gets his 500th win here against you guys in the bottom of the 7th. You guys had your opportunities with runners in scoring position tonight.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations to Coach Jones. That's an amazing thing. I didn't realize that was that tonight. Yeah, had opportunities, didn't close out there. So it's one of those things where you got to live and learn, learn for the tournament. I think this is one of those things. Neither one of our guys, I think Dylan struggled to get his curveball going really well. I thought that we hit the ball at times pretty well. Early on, I thought we were pretty passive. I think the kid led with a fastball first a lot, and we kind of set and took it and then got down and struggled.
If you want to look at some positives, you could talk about offensively Coy Edwards again getting on base all four times, doing his job in the leadoff role.
Yeah, Coy is doing a good job still there, and we're getting him on. He's running the base as well. He's getting steals, but we're not producing much right behind him, and that's got to be something we got to fix because it's not going to play come tournament time if your guys that are behind your leadoff that's getting on. And he's doing what he's supposed to do, don't do anything. So it's just, again, you got to learn from it. And good Edgewood team. So
yeah, I know it's hard to ask right after a game when you lose 4-3 to a big WIC game.
Sure.
What can you take away from this to get you ready for the postseason? Because that's when it really, really matters.
I think, you know, it's one of those things you played in a close game again. I thought we made some good defensive plays there towards the end. I thought Caden Schrader came in and made a couple nice plays there, knocking the ball down, keeping it in the infield. I thought we came back and we battled, with our guys there in the top of the 7th, but just not enough.
Offensively, is that your biggest concern leaving tonight?
No. Probably my bigger concern is that my 1 and 2 didn't go up and dominate. And that's probably my bigger concern is that my 1 and 2 didn't go out there, or 1 and 1, or 1A and 1B, or 2A and 2B tonight, I guess, didn't do what they were supposed to do. So, there's no excuse. They're two guys who are seniors. They've done it before. And if your off speed's not going to work and you're not making any adjustments, that's on the coaching staff, and we've got to fix that.
All right, Coach. Quick turnaround for tomorrow against Sullivan.
Yeah, it's a start up. At least we have the lead, I guess.
By one.
You know, yeah, by one. So I guess you don't start very many games with the lead, but we'll try it. We'll see how it works.
We'll break it all down. We'll be right back here on WAMB.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Back at the final time on the postgame show on WAMB, where the North Unites just lose their second game of the year and their first in conference play on the road. Both games on the road, undefeated at home. They lose to Edgewood in the bottom of the 7th, 4-3. And Coach Trout, his biggest concern isn't offensively. I mean, he thinks that'll come around with Landon Carr, Gavin Morris, had an off night at the plate. Zinko got on base here and there. But overall, it was random throughout the order, which is good. It's not just top-heavy in this ball game. His biggest concern is that Gavin Morris and Dylan Zinko, his basically 1A starter, 1A starter, both his co-aces in this ball game, didn't dominate this Edgewood team. Coleman Sater beat him with 3 RBI out of the 4. They intentionally walked him there in the bottom of the seventh, intentionally walked Luke Hayden. Bases loaded, one out, hit a hard pop fly to left field. And there's a sack fly for the win, scoring the fastest guy on the Edgewood Mustangs team. So I wouldn't be I'm not too concerned about the pitching. I mean, yes, Zenko didn't really have his breaking ball tonight, if we're being honest. Gavin came in and gave you some good work. He, let's see, the bottom there, gave up a base hit up the middle that nearly Landon Carr was able to come up with and throw out to lead off the bottom of the seventh. And then after that, he stole second with ease. Ayton couldn't throw him out. And he went around to score the winning run. So Gavin came in the bottom of the sixth, won it. Put up a zero spot there in the bottom of the seventh, one run, and that's the difference in this game. But he said Dylan Zenko just didn't have his breaking ball tonight, and he said that's his biggest concern leaving this game. My concern, that's not mine. I think the Knights are fine. They're set up perfectly for the postseason. This is a game, and it's not a bad thing to lose. Look, there's still a chance they can tie for first in the WIC if they go and beat West Vigo at the end of the year and win the remainder of their conference games. But would you rather win the state tournament or would you rather win conference? I think that answer is pretty simple. Coach Trout, these players would tell you all around everywhere. So the Knights can go drop to 9-2 on the year, lose their first conference game of the year. They got some things they can learn, they can work on. Rather lose here at the beginning of May than lose at the end of May is what I always say. So final time from Edgewood. They play tomorrow. They start the third inning of the delayed game from yesterday against Sullivan at home at 5:30 p.m. They have a 5-4 lead starting the game in the third. WAMB will not be there. We were not originally scheduled to be there when they were playing Plainfield. Then it got moved. My schedule's booked. Dave is on a work trip right now, so one of us two, me personally, since he's out of state, I'm full busy-wise. So we won't have that game tomorrow, but we will be back on the air next week for them. Some big games coming up for Northview as they look to turn it around and get back in the win column tomorrow against Sullivan. We'll keep you updated on the score and everything else if you can't make it on WAMB Radio's Twitter and Facebook page. Final score for the final time. Edgewood wins it, walking off in the bottom of the seventh, 4-3 over the Northview Knights. For Dennis back in the studio, I'm Corey Clark. If you're listening now, on your way to back home to Brazil or wherever you are, be safe tonight, and we'll talk to you next time from Northview Athletics on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, Great Dane Trailers in Brazil, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil, Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, PDF Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil, Morris Manufacturing, join their team, apply at morrismfg.com, Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil, Pizza King in Brazil, Dropbox Mattress, Midwest Satellite in Linton, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, HMSB Insurance in Brazil, Rockville, Montezuma, and Greencastle, and Neighbor Lead Real Estate Agent Cassie Zinko. We hope you've enjoyed today's game and will patronize the sponsors that made it possible.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.